Good morning, everybody. God is good. Amen? All the time. And all the time? So I will never get tired to say that I love you all, and I'll never get tired to say thank you so much for investing in me. To be precise, it's already paid. Like, the fees is £3,000, and it's more than half paid. So just to say, like, it's £1,900 already paid, okay? So God is good, very, very good. So before I start, I just want to say that, like, Saturday, the 30th of March, is going to happen, like, Evangelism Day. So we're going to have some training from a Christian organization called Fusion. It's going to be in North Street Church. I'm going to leave this paper over there in that board. And then if you would like to come, it would be awesome. We'll have some training. Fusion is like a charity organization that like works with students, with like young people, but anybody can come, okay? So feel free to come, and I'll just leave it there. And if you have any doubts, just come and talk with me, okay? Okay, let's go to the word. Are you excited today? Yeah? Are you happy today? If you're not, let's make you happy today. Amen? Okay, so the word, like, I don't have any title. I was trying, like, God, what is the title? What is the title? But you know what? It's not important, the title. But the word, like, I was saying, okay, but I would like to say, like, what's the point for the word today? I would like to say that at least, like, to the people that are they're gonna listen, God, what do you want to bring to them? And or at least for what kind of people is this the word? And it's like, if you don't know Christ, the word today is about Christ. Amen? And if you know Christ but you are struggling, the word is for you as well. And if you know Christ and you just want to know, like, you are not struggling, you just want to know, like, the next step, what can I do more? This word is for you as well, okay? Amen? Amen. You're very quiet today. So let's start with the scripture. I'm going to start with Ephesians 2 from 8 to 10. For by grace you have been saved, through faith, and not of yourselves. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Amen? God, I thank you so much for your word, God. I thank you that your word is bread for us, God. And I think that your word transforms, your word touches, your word heals. I thank you so much, God. And I pray, God, in the name of Jesus, God, that the word will touch, will penetrate in each heart, that you will speak with everybody here, God, each person, like, differently, God. You know what touched each person, God. So I thank you so much for the word. In Jesus' name, amen. So what I'm going to do is, like, I'm going to break down these two verses, these three verses, and we're going to talk about some kind of subject. So the first one is, like, salvation is by grace, not by law. Amen? Amen. So, but let's break this more even down. So we know that salvation is by grace, not by law, but what should we do with the law? Should we ignore the law? Should we ignore the law? No? Amen. Romans 3:20 says to us, through the law comes the knowledge of sin. So the law makes clear what is sin, what it's an offense to God, and what it's not. Amen? So by knowing the law, we know that we all fell short from the glory of God because we all have sin. So it brings the knowledge that we need salvation. Because if we sin through those lists that, like, okay, I've done that one, maybe that one a bit. We all fell short from the glory of God. We all need the Savior. And I just have, like, this story that I've heard. I've heard this guy saying that once upon a time, there was, like, three guys on a boat, on a big boat in the middle of the sea. But the boat was drowning and sick. He was, like, just going down. And they saw, like, an island that was, like, the rescue place, the salvation for them. So the three of them, they jumped into the water. So one of them swim for about, like, 10 meters. So, like, the island is, like, 200 meters from them. He swam, like, from 10 meters, and he died. And the other one swam from, like, 50 meters, and he died. And the other one, he was, like, 150, 160, almost there, but he died. And it's sad, isn't it? And my question to you is like, who is the best swimmer? He's the one that went like further, yeah? But what's the point? So it's this, our life with Christ, like we can be like awesome persons, like we can like achieve a lot of goals in life. We can be like that kind of person that gives to all of charities or participate in everything at church, like that really religiously, like just the duties, like I'm going to do every task at church, I'm going to participate in everything so God will be happy with me, so he'll give me the salvation. Like, no, it's by grace. Okay, take the weight off your shoulders. It's by grace. He paid for you. Okay, he paid for that salvation. So, law doesn't come to save, but to show us the need of a savior. We all fell short from the glory of God. But the good thing is that, like, he did the way that we couldn't do for our salvation, he did it. Amen? So, it's by grace God has justified us freely. We don't have to pay, because it would be very unfair if it wasn't like free. Because imagine like if it was like about financial conditions. So a lot of people here, like maybe in Europe, would be able to pay. Maybe in America would be able to pay. But like in some places of like Africa, they wouldn't be able to pay. So they will just like be close to a salvation, but they will never be like in conditions to fight for it even. So Christ is very good. I think he's more than fair. So the good thing is this is free. It's by grace. Means that God is giving acceptance in his sight, not because of our life is changed, but when we give our lives to Christ, is the starting point of a new life. It's the starting of a change. You don't change and you come to Christ. You're not like, I'm going to get good enough and then Christ will accept me. No, you get accepted by Christ as you are. But God loves you so much that he doesn't leave you as you are. He has plans for you. He has dreams for you. He made you for something. He has given you gifts. So he will not leave you as you are. He will make you improve. Amen? So, but sometimes what happens is like a lot of us, Christians and non-Christians, but Christians, like sometimes even we fear that we are not like sanctified enough. We are not good enough to be used by God. Sometimes we even like ask, like, am I truly saved? Or we have done a mistake and you think that you straight away you lost your salvation. And there's people that they just put so much weight in themselves. And what happens is like sometimes we disqualify ourselves for what God already qualified us for. You know, I finished. I'm joking, I haven't finished, but it's a good thing to think about. It's because of that I was just like, I'm going to say again, and just think about like things that you quit it, that God put in your life, and you just quit it because you thought that you were not good enough, because you thought that dream was too big for you, that you thought like you had to carry all that weight through to achieve that goal that God put in your life. I'm just going to say it again. Sometimes we disqualify ourselves for what God already qualified us for. It's because of that it's so good to have a relationship with Jesus. Because Jesus is always encouraging us. He gave us the dream, but he doesn't leave us. He's always like saying that, you can do it. I'm with you. I'm going beforehand and prepare the good works for you. Amen? The Bible says, like, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. It's very good to, like, to have, like, the word with us, to be encouraged in the word, and to pray the word to our God. He loves to hear his word from our mouth. Amen? He created our mouths for something. Let's speak. Let's open our mouth. Let's say the word to God back to him. Amen? Let's remember God about his promises. So law does not impart life. It doesn't save. It doesn't produce righteousness. But it's a guideline. We could see that. It's to shape us. The grace of God I would like us to like confess, you know? Like I said, like the mouth is like a very important organ that God gave to us. The Bible says that God spoke. Things were created. So when you speak, things are creating. Like things are being creating. So can you just declare with me about the grace of God? Just say after me. The grace of God given to me, it is unending, unfailing, unlimited, unmerited, undeserved it. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. As we declare, things are being like, when you love somebody and that person says, I love you, it doesn't create like something on you. I'm waiting for an answer. It doesn't like, if I say like, I love you, and I just look into your eyes, it doesn't create something on you. It doesn't move you to say, and I say like, truly, I love you, John. I love you, my brother. I love you, Dave. You know, it doesn't create, like, he's smiling already. See, like, create something. So you, by saying like, I love you, God, I think his heart melts for us, you know, when we say, I love you, God. You know, and he's saying to us as well, I love you. So it's very important that we speak. We get these things out. I want to say two more things. So we realize that the law is not to ignore. So, but at the same time, we are saved by grace. So we will not ignore the law because it shows us like what is seen, what is not. The Bible says, and just like to conclude this part of by grace and not by law, that all things are lawful, but not all things are profitable. All things are lawful, but I will not be mastered by anything. Let's be mastered by Jesus. He is the master. Amen. He is our God. He is our master. He is our teacher. He is our healer. He is our savior. Let's be mastered by him. Let's not be mastered by sin. Amen. So we are saved by grace. We have been saved through faith. Through faith in what? In Jesus. And the Bible says in John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, not to condemn, but that the world through him might be saved. God gave his best. He gave his only begotten Son, Jesus. I'm not a father yet, but imagine like if God asked me to give my son away to save somebody. It's difficult, isn't it? He gave his best to us. When he came, he didn't came to condemn. He didn't came to point you like, oh, you have done this wrong. You have done this wrong. You have done this wrong. No, you have to come like, I am the salvation. Come unto me. Come. Get out of the darkness. Come. I am the salvation. Amen? Oh, sorry. So it's because of this, like, sometimes, like, when people might think that the gospel is offensive, maybe it's because they don't want to leave their sin. It's not because God is offending them, because it's not the point. As we read the word, it's not the point. Every time that Jesus meets with sinners, he's not pointing to them like, you are bad, you're going to hell. No, he's always saying like, I'm the salvation, come to me. If you are sick, come, I will heal you. It's always the response. The response is always positive. Always. Jesus' answer is always positive. And let's see like what is the benefit of what Jesus did for us on the cross. The cross is powerful. Amen? Let's read Isaiah 53 from 4 to 8. My version might be a bit different, but we will all understand. So the Bible says 54, okay. All right. Surely, I was with problems with this word last time. I've been practicing. Surely, he has borne our griefs, and carried our sorrows, yet we esteemed him and stricken, smitten by God and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, and he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement for our peace was upon him, and by his stripes we are healed. Just to read this part, like, he carried, like, our sins, everything, like, that we should pay for, he paid for us. So because of that, it's grace, it's free. It's like, and the only, like, requirement is, like, to believe him as our Savior and Lord, to repent from our sins, to turn away. And the good thing is, like, God takes the pressure of, like, changing us. Like I said, it's not like take the weight out of your shoulders. I like this part that says, the chastisement for our peace was upon him. I really like this part because when I was like preparing this, God was speaking to me a lot about things that were spoken today about people with depression. Like, you have Christ, from the moment that Christ comes into you, comes peace, comes light. Have you realized where is light, there is no darkness? So where is peace must not be like depression. You know what I mean? Like, light must like overcome like everything there. And so peace must overcome everything there. And so if you are like one of those persons that like are suffering with like struggling with anything of that, like fear, depression, like you cannot sleep at night, it's like you have like these visitations, like you are always scared. How can I say this word? You have the right to sleep in peace. You have the right to live in peace because you are in Christ Jesus. Amen? So if you are one of those persons that is suffering from depression, that is sick from, I don't care which one is the disease, because like God healed everything what he was passing through. So I don't care if it's like if it's like a broken leg or if it's cancer, whatever. We're going to pray for all of it. Amen? Because he said in his word, by his stripes, we are healed. It's not like we're going to be healed. We are healed, is what the word says. So we must believe and declare it. Amen? Don't take, like, I remember the guy, Ian Wright, I think. Ian Edwards, I don't remember. The guy that preached last week. Okay. Sorry. I remember what he said, and what he said was so nice. He said, like, relax, relax. And by saying this, what I understood, it was like, take the weight upon your shoulders. It doesn't belong to you. Like, Jesus is the healer. It's not you, you know? So we're going to pray for healing. By the way, ministry team and prayer team, like, be ready because you're going to be needed today. Amen? I like to say in advance, so if you, like, want to seek for God for, like, words of knowledge or anything that you come to share, just be free. Amen? Let the Holy Spirit, like, overflow in you. So the Bible says that faith comes by hearing, and hearing the Word of God. So it's because of that we preach. So the Word of God, as you are hearing the Word of God, as we are speaking the Word of God, faith is supposed to be creating in your mind, in your heart. So, like, because without faith, it's impossible to please God. Amen? So, it's because of that we are preaching, we are saying the word. So, you must know what, you must believe. And it's about conviction. A lot of people think that it's about feeling, like, I'm not feeling today about praying, or I'm not feeling I'm going to get healed. It's about conviction. It's about knowing who you are in Christ. And the Bible says that by his stripes, we are healed. So let's believe what the Bible says. Let's doubt of your doubts and not doubt of the Word of God. Amen? Let's keep declaring. I just remember another testimony about, like, my mom. She had a problem on her ankle, and we prayed, and I asked her, like, is it better? She said no. And I said, like, just keep thanking God. I remember Jonathan saying this. You know, you just keep thanking God every day. You wake up and say, like, thank God. Thank you, God. I'm healed. Thank you, God. I'm healed. Some days passed through, she said, like, I'm healed. And what happened was, like, she did the same mistake. When she carries a lot of weight, the problem comes back. You know, so this is as well one thing that we have to pay attention. When God heals her, heals our heart, heals our body, let's pay attention to not do the same mistake that put us in that situation. Amen. Let's not neglect what God already did for us. Because what happened is like, God has mercy. He will heal you again. But it's about you. You're suffering again for nothing. Amen. Is the word being good today? It's about Jesus, not about me. Nothing of this comes by here, by me. So, peace. There is a peace that surpasses understanding, and that is the peace of Christ. What is like this peace different from the peace of the world? So, like, the peace of the world is like, life is going well, I'm healthy, I have money, I have friends. So, like, everything is going well. The peace of Christ is like, you having this stuff or you not having, you are smiling. It doesn't mean that you smile all the time, okay? Because none of us is perfect. There is times of sadness. There is times that we cry. But there is this peace, this, like, I'm sure that, like, things will improve. Things will get better. I like the sound, so you can just keep it. So things will get better. The peace that Christ gives you is because of that. It's so important. Like, if you are a born-again Christian, it's so important today that we will pray for you, that we will release you from these fears, from this depression, because you are supposed to live a life, everlasting life, a life with happiness, a life with dreams, a life with goals, and a life that God is telling you, like, you are more than enough. I made you more than enough. I made you for this. God gives to everybody here. And the good thing is, like God says in His word, your gift will make room for you. So wherever you go, the gift that God put in your heart will make room for you. Amen? So let's break down again. It's a gift of God, not of works. It's like we said, if we are very well succeed, like in business, even like as a minister of God, get involved with every charity and church, that doesn't buy our salvation. Even praying every day, every hour. So it's just like, don't, what I'm saying is like, don't pray. I'm not saying that you don't must pray. What I'm saying is like, do it like as a discipline, and do it because you love God. Amen? Don't take the weight of like, if I don't pray, I lose my salvation. I'm just trying to break this down. Don't feel obligated as well to say yes to everything and to everyone. This is a very dangerous place. Sometimes we think like, just because we are Christians, we have to please everybody. We have to say yes to everybody. All right? Once more, it's by grace. It's not by works. What happens is like, you start to say yes to everybody and you will not have time with God. Because you are just doing this, and then I'm doing this, and then I'm doing this. You are completely drained. You are not doing things right anymore. You are stressed, and you get depressed. That was my experience. So it's because of that I don't want to go back there. So if I say no to anybody, please don't get offended. So the good thing is, like, God made us to work as a team. So I encourage everybody to step up in their gifts, all right? Don't leave everything for just one person. Learn, explore. Even if you have the same gift, there is like, God can use you in a different way, because we work as a body. We don't work like as a competition. We are not here to compete with anybody. We work as a body, so we should work together and push in the same direction. Amen? So we are called to do greater works. Say with me, I am called to do greater works. And I want to read now Mark chapter 1 from verse 35 to 45. I just want to give like an example how can God like prepare things for us. And I'm going to use the best example that we can use. It's Jesus, of course. Now in the morning, having risen a long while before daylight, he, talking about Jesus, went out and departed to a solitary place, and there he prayed. It's important, like, that we could go to a solitary place and pray, to have, like, just a time with God, relationship with God. Even, like, if there is couples and stuff, there is always a time that you can seek God for yourself. Try to understand what God wants to do with you in that day. Every day is a precious, is like a blessing. It's a gift from God. Amen? So the Bible says that, and Simon and those who were with him searched for him. So yeah, sometimes you have to run out from everybody. It's true. It's not like a bad thing. You need that time with God. He's the most important person in the world. It's in him that we find the encouragement. It's in him that we find the strength. It's in him that we find the direction of our days, what miracles that he wants us to do today. Amen? What he wants to do with our lives. So sometimes it's true. It's not sad. It's good. You have to run away. And then the Bible says, when they found him, so I'm supposed to hear that he finished the prayer, the time with God. And it's not only about speaking, but it's about as well listening. Just like in the silence, God speaks so clearly in the quiet place. Everyone is looking for you. Why? Because Jesus is a solution. And Jesus made us to be a solution. But he needs to work that solution first. Amen? It doesn't mean that in the day that you didn't have time to pray, like you cannot like pray for somebody and don't get healed. But ideally, it would be great if we have a time with God first. Amen? And so what he says, but he said to them, let's go into the next towns that I may preach there also, because for this purpose I have come forth. In the time with God, we find our purpose in life, but we find as well our purpose during the day. Sometimes the thing that like God is giving like a purpose like for our life, he's giving like us the dream. But what happens is like sometimes we neglect the day that we're living. We just keep dreaming that day, but we have to work for that day. The good thing, God is so great that he wants us, he didn't make us like robots, you know? He makes us like, I know a bit. He makes us like to work with him, to collaborate with him. Is not this a blessing, knowing that we have failed, but he come to rescue us, and then he like, I want to work with you. The best example like I like about this is like when Peter denied him like 3 times. And when he first meets with Peter, he doesn't even mention it. He's talking about the purpose. He saw like that Peter was repented and he comes already with the purpose. How can this be offensive? So God deals with us as sons. And in this relationship with God, in this like I could say marathon, because it's not like a sprint, it's a marathon. When sometimes we're running faster, sometimes we're not running so fast, sometimes we have to walk because we are so tired. There is times of pressure, there is times of discipline. But if God is our father, and for you guys that are fathers and mothers, was not good to discipline your sons and daughters, to say like, you're doing wrong, but this is the best way to do. You always give, I'm sure that you're not said just like, you're wrong. You said like, okay, this might be the wrong way to do, but this is the right way to do. You always give them the option, isn't it? So God is that like that with us. And sometimes we are so disappointed because like, God, I really want it that way. I want it that and that way. But God knows what is going to happen if you want that, if you have that and that way. Amen? Just to give an example, I just heard this story. Like a father had like a small child. And he was putting the small child in the table, in the proper table, for the child to eat. The thing is like the child was keeping standing up and taking the food and eating in the couch. And the father was like, no, I'm going to put it again. And she was doing again. And he was doing again. And she was doing again. But he kept doing until she understand that that is the best position for you to eat. So what God might say to you at the stage of your life, it's like you are keep getting out of the position that He wants to bless you because you don't want to accept that position. You might think that it's too childish. You might think that it's too embarrassing. You might just want to do your own way. But what God wants to do, He wants really to position you in the best position for you to receive the blessing that He has for you. Amen? What happens? The child going to eat in the couch is going to split all over. Isn't it true? It will. I'm sure. So it's the same thing. If we don't do like God's work in God's way, we have a big probability to mess up. Amen? So accept God's way, even if it's good, difficult sometimes. The Bible says, that discipline, it's painful at first, but afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. So discipline produces afterwards. So the time, if we are not disciplined, like in doing like God's work, if we are not doing God's work in His way, what happens is like we're gonna lose time cleaning up. But if we do God's work in God's way, we can advance. We don't lose time cleaning up because we didn't mess up. So we can just go forward. We can go to the next stage. Amen? So, it's midday. Boom. Yeah, I finished the preach. You're laughing, but it's true. I want to call the ministry team to come forward. Please. And if you realize, I spoke about, let me just go back, three things that I want to speak about. So I spoke about Jesus, that He is the only way, the truth, and the life, the only way to the Father, that God loved us so much that He sent His Son Jesus to save us, not to condemn us. And the good thing is having Jesus in your heart is the starting point. So don't take the pressure of like, oh, I'm not good enough to accept Jesus. No, you accept Jesus and Jesus will work in your heart. He will transform you. It's by grace. The good thing is like Jesus on the cross, like He paid for our salvation, for what we have done, for what we're doing, for what we will do, for any mistakes that we will do. This is His grace. Amen? So the first thing that I want to say is if you never accept Jesus in your heart, if you never did the prayer, or if you have been away and you want to recommit yourself with Jesus, I want to ask you, like everybody, to bow down their heads. We're going to do this prayer with you. We're going to support you because we are a family. Amen? And we're going to do this prayer. And what's going to happen next is like, if you were the first person to do this prayer, what I'm going to ask you is like, the first person, if you did this prayer for the first time or you're recommitting yourself with God, I'm going to ask you to come forward to one of the persons that is praying for him to pray for you, okay? Don't worry, you will not come alone. I'll call everybody at the same time for prayer, all right? So let's pray. Dear God, just say after me. Sorry, I forgot to say that. Dear God, I thank you that you love me so much that you gave your best, Jesus, to die on the cross for me, for my sins, for my sicknesses, and for all oppressions. I repent from my sins, and I choose to give my life to you. Come and live in me. Work in me. Make me for your desire. God, I believe that after 3 days that you died on the cross, there was the resurrection. I thank you for my salvation. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. So the persons that did this prayer for the first time, or they are recommitting yourself with God, in a bit, I'll call you to come forward and ask for prayer to the ministry team. Amen. The second part is the people that are living in depression, the people that are living without peace, that has to be over. Amen. Do you agree with me? Like, I remember, like, when we were playing football on the street, you know, when you fail the goal, you are so stressed and you have to put that stuff out. So I remember, like, to shoot the air, like, I failed the goal and I was like, but then you go back to play. Amen. The frustration is gone and you go back to play. It's the same thing. Let the frustration go out, let the depression go out, and then keep running with God. Amen. So if you are that this part of people that are suffering with fear, depression, you need peace, please come. God paid as well. Jesus paid as well for the oppression. Amen. The third part is you want to know, like, God, what's next? What is next for my life? What is my purpose? I'm lost. I don't know what I'm going to do next. I would like to pray for you as well. Amen. If it's possible, I would like the band, Sam, if you could just play that song again. I could sing of your love forever.